Hello. I cannot begin to imagine what it must be like to be separated from your loved one who's ill. I'm sure you're concerned, worried, and frightened. There's great uncertainty, and I imagine feelings of anxiousness. And I'm truly sorry for what you're going through. This relaxation is designed to do three things. One, to send healing intentions to your loved one from whom you are separated. Two, to give yourself some protection by boosting your immune system. And three, to send love and protection to others you care about. Relaxation such as this puts the body into a state which enhances immune function and facilitates communicating intention. So let's begin. Put your body in a comfortable position and focus your eyes on a spot on the ceiling. Now let's take three deep breaths. Breathe in. And as you breathe out, feel your body start to relax and drop your shoulders. Breathe in. And as you breathe out, feel your body relax a bit more. Drop your arms. Breathe in, and as you breathe out, drop your legs. If your eyes aren't already closed, close them. Close your eyes, focusing on your eyelids. As your eyelids are closed and you're focusing on your eyelids, you can find that your eyes may gaze upwards ever so slightly. Just let them. Now take your mind into your body and focus all your attention on your right arm. Consider your right arm, only your right arm. From the tip of your shoulder all the way down to the tips of your fingers, your right hand. As you focus and consider your right arm, let it relax so that it becomes limp and heavy. Now consider your left leg. Focus all your attention on your left leg. Focus your attention on your left leg from the hip all the way down to the tips of the toes and let it become limp and loose. Now consider your right leg. Focus your attention on your right leg. As you focus your attention on your right leg, it becomes loose and limp, easily and gently. Finally, focus your attention on your left arm, from your left shoulder all the way down to the tips of your fingers. Your left hand relaxes, loose and limp. Your left wrist is heavy and relaxed. Your left elbow relaxed. Your left shoulder is relaxed and limp. Now Now let all the relaxation from your left arm, your right leg, left leg, and right arm come up into your abdomen and chest. Now let all the relaxation from your left arm, right leg, left leg, right arm come into your neck, scalp, and face. Good. I'm going to count backwards from 10 down to 0, and your body will continue to relax from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. 10, 10. Muscles of your scalp relax and face. 9, to your neck and shoulders. 8, that relaxation flows down your arms and your shoulders to your elbows and all the way out the very tips of your fingers. 7, flows into your upper back. 6, flows into your lower back. 5, that relaxation flows into the muscles of your upper legs and they relax, first the fronts and then the backs. 4, all the tendons and ligaments around your knees relax. 3, into your lower legs. 2, down into your ankles and heels. Up into your arches and all the way out the very tips of your toes. And 0. And I'll give you a moment there. Good. Now, as I mentioned, besides relaxation, this process has 3 purposes. 1, to send your healing intentions to your loved one who is sick and from whom you are separated. 2, to boost your own immune system. And 3, to send your protection to others for whom you care. Let's start with you by boosting your immune system and protecting yourself. By protecting and keeping yourself safe, you will be in the best possible position to help those you care about. Relaxation such as this puts the body in a physical state where the immune system functions at peak levels, keeping you safe. Now take your mind into your body and scan your body. As you scan your body, you can feel it already functioning at peak levels. As you take your mind into your body and scan it, communicate with your immune system. Talk to it. Thank it for all it has done for you to keep you safe in the past. Thank it for all it will do for you to keep you safe in the present. And thank it for all it will do for you in the future. As you communicate with your immune system with gratitude, allow it to scan your body, to patrol your body, to clean your body of any illness or infection. Your immune system is made up of cells and fluid and proteins called immunoglobulins. All of these components help your body recognize infection and clear them. As you send gratitude to your immune system, which is throughout your body, you can feel the cells of your immune system patrolling. You can feel the fluid filled with protective proteins help your immune cells swiftly recognize anything that does not belong in your body. This fights any invading infection and keeps you safe. You can imagine this happening in whatever way you would like. Just know that this will keep you safe and protected. I'll be quiet for a moment while you imagine this happening, while you send gratitude to your immune system and see it responding in its patrolling activity to keep you safe. Now, with you safe and protected, with your immune system functioning at peak levels, turn your attention to your loved ones. Let's start by thinking of those who are ill and from whom you are separated, those you haven't seen for a while. Start by imagining them at a time when you saw them healthy. Now that they are in this battle, their lungs have some problems, which you can help with. Their immune system may have overreacted a bit, and likely they have fluid and swelling and inflammation in their lungs. Their lungs are having difficulty getting the rich, nourishing oxygen to their body. As you are safe and protected, this is your opportunity to be empowered to support them and help them in their healing journey. Just as you took your mind into your body, turn your mind outward to your loved one who is ill. Imagine their healthcare team who's caring for them with love and their healing touch and their healing intentions. Now imagine that you are by their side. As you imagine yourself with them, decide to help them in this healing journey. As you are connected with them, you can imagine your lungs relaxed and breathing easily. And as you are connected with them, now imagine their lungs starting to relax. Now take your mind into your lungs and imagine your lungs with the perfect amount of moisture, not too much, not too little. This moisture, not too much and not too little, helps your lungs bring in that nourishing, rich oxygen. As you imagine being with your loved one, imagine their lungs with the perfect amount of fluid, not too much and not too little. As you are connected with them and as you take your mind into your lungs, and into the air sacs deep in your lungs, you can imagine the lining of your air sacs healthy. And as you are connected with your loved one, you can imagine your loved one's air sacs repairing to a healthy state, to have a healthy lining. And I'll give you a moment to do this. Now turn your attention to others who you care about. You are now empowered to send them love and protection. First, think of something or someone that you're really grateful for. Think of someone or something that you're really grateful for. Now think of something that you've done or were part of that you're really proud of. Think of something or something that you've done that you're really proud of. Now simply think of love. As you think of love, since love is limitless, you can imagine sending that love to whomever you want, to as many people as you want, across distance and across time. Imagine them receiving that love as it envelops them in light and protection. This love, your love that you send and see them receiving, serves to strengthen them and serves to strengthen and replenish you. It replenishes you and your healing presence. The same healing intention and presence that you have for those that are ill, you now have for all of those to whom you just sent love. And you also turn it inward for yourself as well. They're receiving your healing presence and love, and this further protects them and keeps them safe. Now look into the future. Imagine a day in the future with you and your loved ones and friends, healthy, hopeful, sharing a moment, a day, weeks and months and years. Fill in the details for yourself, make them rich and vivid. I'll give you a moment to do this. Now come back to the sound of my voice. And in a moment, I'm going to count from one up to the number five. And as I do, you'll bring yourself up and out of this relaxation, bringing with you focus, calmness, health. Number one, coming back to the room around you. Number two, coming back into your body. Three, feeling refreshed and relaxed. Four, your face feeling as if it were bathed in fresh spring water. And on the next number I count, your eyes will open. Number five, eyes open.